Holy Spirit, we pray you reveal to us now what this parable of the sower means and help us to apply it to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. So hands up, who likes to do gardening? A few people like gardening. Hands up if you think, you'd say you've got green fingers. Would you say you've got green fingers? A few people got here to say. There are people not only like to garden, they're actually good at gardening. I don't have green fingers. I don't particularly like to garden. But the other day, I had to do a bit of gardening because over COVID, our garden basically became a badminton court. And so you can imagine having been stuck, and that was our main outside activity we could do, the grass got pretty muddy and trashed, basically. So we had to reseed the lawn. And thankfully, I can now say, 3 years later, the grass has grown back. The soil was good. The birds didn't nick all of the seed. And we now have grass back on our lawn. And we still use it occasionally for badminton, but not as frequently. So the grass still is able to stay in good shape. Now, in our parable, Jesus talks about four different kinds of soil. And when he's talking about soil, he was actually talking about how people respond to the word of God. God is the sower. The seed is the good news about the kingdom, about God's love for us in Jesus. And that gets spread everywhere. Everyone gets to hear this news, but not everyone responds in the same way. The people who are on the path are the people who are not really interested in God at all. The seed doesn't even get below the surface before it's then gone. The rocky soil is the people who initially they follow God with enthusiasm. But if they get teased for it, they give up. They don't have any roots. And their faith lasts only for a short time. And then there is the thorny soil. And this starts with best intentions. But when life gets busy or people get distracted with worries or wealth, then they give up. And lastly, we have the good soil. People who put down strong roots and stick at it through prayer, Bible reading, living fruitful lives that please God. And fruitful here could mean multiple things. It could be talking about the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness and self-control as the Holy Spirit works in our lives and chips us away so we become more like Jesus gradually. And that's definitely one way we can think about fruitfulness. But also fruitfulness could be thought about in terms of discipleship and making disciples and how many people we might personally bring to faith in Jesus. And so a fruitful life, a seed planting good soil is somebody hopefully that will be growing in their character and becoming more like Jesus, but also people who are drawing others to Jesus, inviting them to church, encouraging them to find out more. Now, I want you to have an honest moment of reflection, and I'm not going to ask you to feedback, but just as we think for a moment, if you were thinking about these four different kinds of soil, where would you put yourself at this moment in time? I wonder if there are any thorns or weeds at the moment that might be distracting you or stopping you from being fruitful. Maybe there's some distractions, not necessarily bad things, but just things that aren't that are stopping you from being able to focus on Jesus. And if we aren't being fruitful, if we're thinking about our lives, our character, if we're thinking about, are we bringing people to Jesus, what might we be able to do to kind of root out those weeds that are kind of pulling us down or getting in the way? Or what might we do to add some nutrients to the soil? What are those things maybe that we could do? So as we approach Lent, I want you to, just to encourage you really to pray, to think about, is there maybe one thing that you could give up over Lent that might be distracting you? Or is there one thing maybe you could take up over Lent that might help bring some kind of nutrients to your spiritual soil? Is there one thing you can give up and one thing you can take up? One thing you might consider is reading the Lent book that I just mentioned, or joining the Lent course, or maybe you could take up praying for five people that you know that they might come to know Jesus. And maybe you could even ask God to give you opportunities to share your faith with them. But I invite you to spend some time with God over the next week as we approach Lent, that he might speak to you about those things. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, help us to know what are the weeds in our lives and help us to get rid of them with your help. Help us to take up habits that will be help us to be more fruitful. Grow us to be more like you with the fruits of the Spirit. And help us to share Jesus with those we know so they can know his love. Amen.